It's Horhisha.
It's Horhisha.
Texisha.
Dodisha.
Dodisha.
Polisha.
Sarisha.
Sarisha. No. Y'all got it wrong. It's Sarisha Doctor.
My favorite one's Poliqua. What'd you say?
No, I said Poliqua, but then I said Sarisha because she goes to CCH.
Wait, there's a person Sarisha? Called Sarisha?
You?
Why would you? Oh my god! I wonder what they're talking about Paulina.
That sounds like sriracha, which makes me like super hipster. Welcome to the Sherlock Experiment, the TTLC Center podcast where four test subjects and Sherlock virgins watch each episode of BBC Sherlock and are then forced to give their first impressions. After that, they are slowly introduced to new aspects of TTLC. I'm your moderator, Sarah, and today, for the last episode of this podcast, I'm joined with the full cast of Hector, Jorge, Paulina, and Jody. This week, the unaired pilot.
Well, welcome back, guys!
Welcome back!
From that 6 month break! It's been 6 months.
Oh my god.
It's been 6 months, oh my god.
I know, it's weird to think about.
And we're still the same idiots.
Are we?
I love it, yeah.
Are we, though? Some of us have changed.
Yes, Paulina has 5 words now.
Yeah.
She's updated.
No, she's upgraded. Now she's paying $6 and stuff. No.
She's got the Webster's Premium on her.
No, what I meant is that Paulina and I have graduated. Bitches. Ooh. And not you guys.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Anyway, shut up.
Another burp. That was another burp.
Since it's been 6 months, I thought we would go around the circle and introduce ourselves again.
Okay.
But I mean, everyone knows this.
No, it's been 6 months, so like, Paulina.
Yeah, I would forget all of you
people,
fuckers.
Yeah, people have like forgotten our voices. Like, we are nobodies.
Let's do it! Fuck it! No questions. Go! From you,
me?
Host!
Oh, sorry. I'm the host of the show. Sorry,
Sarisha?
Shut up.
No, introductions only.
Oh, yeah, so I'm Sarah, and that's it. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, there we go.
Icelanda.
People
she
know
said
me.
It and that's it.
People know me because I've been active.
I'm an active Tumblrist.
Tumblrina.
Tumblisha.
Tumblisha.
Tumblisha. It's like Tumblina.
Oh my god. All right, let's move on. And next one.
Hey guys, it's Paulina. And that's it.
Like, literally for the whole podcast.
I used up my, like,
know.
4 words.
She has exceeded her words.
And I'm done.
She's like a broken tweet.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Hector. I'm not really gay. That gay. Just to clarify, because I was a little gay. I was overly gay, but I'm just happy to be back. Hi! I am really happy to be back.
Okay, now I understand what you were talking about. I was like, what are you... Okay, never mind. Move on.
Hello, my name is Jorge.
Trying to straighten it up, but he's the gayest of them all.
I mean, at least I look like my gender.
Wait.
That was a jab at Sarah, though.
Oh my god.
I'm like, damn, I was the one making jokes at her.
I was like, yeah, it took me a while. I was like, should I be insulted?
I'm like, shit, I'm fucking furry as fuck. They know I'm a man.
Yeah, for a second, I thought, because he came after you, I was like, what is this?
At least I know my gender.
Speaking of genders, I don't know what that means. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Hi. It's Jody. Sorry, that was really loud.
Hector has flamed on.
No, it's actually yes. Like,
I'm super
trying to fix my volume.
Well, yeah, and then you just lost it. Yeah.
And we apologize for this super weird intro, but
I mean,
it's been a while.
This episode's
but...
unseen, and how do we know that people have seen this?
Oh, No.
This is the unheard pilot.
The unaired. Oh. But yeah.
Well, unheard because, you know, you can't see this.
Oh, I understand.
My name's Sarah.
I understand.
I'm the manager.
Shut up.
I graduated college.
Oh, my God. I graduated chemical college.
I'm so sorry. And tonight, we're recording in front of a live audience.
No, but like seriously, which is like
there's
like,
a drunk Icelander on the couch.
Yeah.
Just an old one.
Yeah, exactly. That was her. That's her introduction. Done.
With a gassy Loki.
Semi-naked, you know, gassy dog.
Semi-naked? He's completely naked.
I mean,
it's a naked
he still has hair.
Well, this is the uncensored version.
Let's go on to our unheard pilot.
Yeah, well, this is, so...
Well, explain what I mean.
You know, we're
going to
have the cats
like,
in the background, just so you
know. Yeah, I have a cat in heat in the background as well. So, like, this is very sexual right now. We've got a naked dog and a cat in heat. Yeah, she's like, fuck me.
Yeah, try having a hot pussy next door. See how that goes with you.
Sit on her face.
Oh, God. So we just watched the unaired pilot, and I guess let's go to first thoughts before I say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go the circle so Polina
and
starts.
Well, let's explain it. Like usual, you can't explain your first thoughts because you've watched all these fuckers before.
Yeah.
And just to go over the experiment before in case
anyone's
watching it the first time, it's... Polina, me, which is Hector, Jorge, and Jody, for the most part, have not seen most of Sherlock, and we came in here with like an
empty brain.
Clean slate. Through the most part, so our first thoughts would for the most part be like clear, as in like the A B C D F G, L G B T F. What is it?
A B C X L.
What?
The alpha.
It has a G in it.
X L I I.
Wait, are you talking about the acronym?
X O S O.
Yes. The
T G L C.
Oh my.
L M.
It's been a while.
It's been half a year.
And sorry, but the male mind does not hold acronyms for that long. Obviously, I'm kidding. But anyway, yeah, so for the most part, we have an empty slate, so after we watch the episodes, we give our first thoughts and, like, discuss, like, how we feel about the TGLC and whether it's, word?
Valid?
Or not? Canon or not.
Yeah, per se.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now,
who's
like, that's...
Who's he talking to?
So, pretty much that's been the experiment for the most part. So, now with our first thoughts, we're going to go with Polina, which is next to Sarah. Sarah, again, will not say her first thoughts because she saw it, like, eons ago.
Oh, yeah, eons.
And she's the moderator of this experiment, so...
Although, people might be confused that now that you've stolen the stage, bitch.
Well, because you weren't fucking doing your job, and I'm drunk, so I'll fucking take that motherfucker.
No, that was good. That was good. You know, but me talking is always good because, like, I edit this shit and I'm like just listening to myself talk.
I hate hearing myself.
I have come to the conclusion that I sound great and I'm just like, yeah, bitch, tell me what you think. Yeah, you're so correct. And I'm like, this is not good for my ego.
So we'll talk a lot through the longest episodes. Like, everything I say is the best and valid. So.
Yeah, I'm like, let's.
It's all canon.
Yeah, let's get the volume up higher a bit and, like, let's quash Polina down.
All right, so the next three words are coming from Polina.
Brought to you by Polina.
Now I have to choose my words wisely.
Thank you. Anyway, my turn.
Moving on.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, first thought. Hey. I have to wake up, guys, to be honest.
This didn't wake you up? I thought I was being very entertaining. What the fuck? I thought I was entertaining.
Like, right before we started recording, Polina just said, I want to go home.
Yeah.
It's more overbearing.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're back in California.
Yeah, we are back in California.
6 months later, we're back in Cali.
Yeah, right?
For, like, anyone listening for my show.
You know the last episode we did, we were in Cali.
Were we?
Yeah.
Well, it's been 6 months and I'm a guy.
Okay. There we go. Polina, have you had enough time to gather your first thoughts?
Yeah.
In Mother Russia, thoughts gather you.
I'm drunk, I'm sorry. It's like a string that you pull behind her. It's like a string you pull behind her. You know, she just says random facts about Russia.
Did you know that vodka is...
There's the Russia in my shoe. Oh my God, Hector.
There's a Russia in
take my shoe?
And Hector is dying at the moment, guys.
Oh, so. My God. Silent laughter doesn't come across really well on podcasts.
I was doing that one laugh where you're like a gasping seal.
And you're like hyperventilating.
Anyway, back to you, Polina. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'll try not to cut. I'm sorry.
All right. So we just watched the pilot. What do you think?
The unaired pilot.
Yeah. What did you think?
The color.
I'm sorry, but I heard the theme.
Yeah, I just like zoned out for a second. I was just like staring.
Right.
It's funny because what she was thinking, I was answering. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
No. Just think
my
back.
My voice has changed. It's Hector now.
Hector.
Okay.
Well, you did say this one was shorter, right? It was 60 minutes.
Yeah, it's 60 minutes.
Yeah, you can totally tell the difference from all the stuff that they had in the first episode because there was obviously half an hour more, but
well, that's how you can tell.
Jesus, even this close.
You just don't have a voice.
Just
I really don't have a voice.
Just
I'm
get
sorry.
Close.
Well, if you talked more. No, you actually
I
talk
know,
a lot.
If I
it's ironic.
Talk
she
more.
Talks a lot in person.
I just
like
I hate hearing
your ears
my
bleed.
Voice.
But
yeah.
When in podcasts, she's like, but I heard.
Maybe she gets intimidated with things in front of her mouth.
Phallic things.
I mean, I'd be encouraged to talk in front of that thing. What? Look at that shit.
I'll talk to you, baby.
No, don't headbang it.
On a chode? Ugh.
All right, Polina. Like,
let's do it. I'm sorry.
Polina actually started. So,
yeah,
like,
let's do it.
I did.
Yes.
We are bouncing off of her conversation. So.
Yeah. All right, so.
Okay, so.
It was shorter.
Can you get enough of your love, baby?
No, yeah, it was shorter. And if I remember, they didn't have the ending scene in the house. It was in like a...
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
like a school?
Yeah, it was
like
a college. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so...
And then purple was dominant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and this one green was more dominant.
Well,
like,
for
yeah.
some reason.
For some reason. Yeah, like, what the fuck? We're just like,
yeah.
We'll just add a color and it's not going to be purple.
No,
it's going to be green.
Yeah, green means we're not sure if we're going to go with the gay route or not.
That's true.
Well, we're not sure we're going to lead these people on.
Right. Well, then
they
obviously decided. But
keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, the color palette is funky in this one compared mm-hmm. to, like, the one that we saw as, like, the original pilot. What else, like, is different in this one?
Well, they're babies.
Yeah, that's true. They are a lot, like...
They're so
a
young!
A lot younger in
Wah.
This one, yeah.
Wah.
What else? I feel like it was
wham.
A lot shorter when they did like the whole pill, like where it was like a battle scene in a way, like the chess game, how he explained it, than it was at the university. Well, obviously because there was more time on that one.
Yeah.
But this one, I mean, it was intense as the first episode, mm-hmm. but it's still like shorter. Yeah, in that
rushed.
Sense, more rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the build up was like as, you know, we were just at a you know funky restaurant scene and now murder. You know, it's like. Bam.
Yeah. So that was my first thought. It was short. Too short for me. I like.
What was that? Like two
original.
Paragraphs?
She likes long.
She long.
Likes long.
She likes it long and back.
All right. Moving
so
on.
This chode here ain't good enough.
Right. Moving on. Right.
All right. Well. I guess I'd like that my short-term memory or whatever, or like long-term memory or whatever. It's been a while since I've seen the pilot, so I don't remember what I've seen and what I haven't seen.
So,
like,
so
the whole thing was fresh.
So it's been a while since you've seen Study in Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of it. Not everything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I remember things and pieces and stuff. Obviously new things stood out, like the date or quote-unquote mm-hmm. date.
Yeah.
It stood out extremely just because it was more just like the whole episode I think was on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like Polina mentioned, it was it seemed a little bit rushed,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed very film schooly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Polina mentioned, the color palette, it's like they weren't excited yet about what the fuck color they were gonna use.
I almost feel like they didn't even think of.
Yeah, no, it wasn't thought out. Yeah.
Whereas, it's just like something.
Does but this it, look it, cool? it, it, it's funny because the script and dialogue was still thought out. It was still very snappy, like the rest of the series has been. But it has it like the rest of it, like little things, like decorations and all that stuff. Like it wasn't thought out as much. Like the color is like, oh, this is that green. Why not? It seems like that's a conversation that it was versus before. It's like, is that purple? Why? Because they're gay. You know, that's the conversation afterwards. But they're gay, really? Yes, they are. You never said it. They never did say it. You know, whatever. But it's still like. There was some thought.
Yeah.
After everything versus here, it's just like, well, we've got this brilliant script out. Let's just shoot this pilot and see where it goes. That's a vibe I went. And the acting was still phenomenal. The script was still phenomenal. It was still snappy. Yeah, they fixed it, but it wasn't bad. That's what I got. And again, it was shorter and it was like a little bit rushed. And it was very film school-y, but again, this was like it's unaired for a reason, but even if it's still film school-y, it's very well done and it, and honestly, if it was the pilot that they aired, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would have a problem with it, and it would actually fit with the rest of the series because well, I mean, it would
you only
fit.
Get better in time.
Yeah, exactly. It would fit, but they would improve upon it. Like they exactly. would, like yeah. You could see that more thought was put up on it versus the original pilot thought was already there, and they just improved upon that.
It sort of fits story wise, but maybe not cinematography wise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because at times it was cringeworthy, like the green screen. Like okay. Like the fact that I know how they did that and like all this stuff. I'm like whoa, no, but you know. Still good. We're just being nitpicky.
Next one up is Jorge Bustamante.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jorge Bustamante. If you guys didn't understand. If you guys didn't understand her Icelandic.
There's no subtitles in the podcast. We apologize.
No, this is Icelandic. Jorge Bustamante.
Jorge Bustamante-san. It's Bustamante-san.
Bitch, you're gay.
How dare!
What are you really? All
right, move on.
Let's do it.
I do obviously agree with Paulina and Hector it being a bit too fast. It didn't give me enough time to kind of figure it out on my own. You know what I mean? Like in the original.
The editing too. I didn't mention that.
In the original pilot, like the one that was aired.
This is the pilot. The other one is just, like, the first episode. Anyway,
okay,
go
well,
on.
Anyway, okay, so...
it's not canon.
So, anyways, in the other one that we saw, I was actually slowly able to, you know, kind of put two and two together and kind of figure it out. And that's kind of, like, the kick I get.
Yeah, because you were able to go along with the ride.
Yeah, and like, at this point of the whole Sherlock series, we're in John Watson's head. And we're kind of like watching him the whole beginning of the first season and leading to the second one. But then it kind of breaks off to Sherlock after a while. But in this one, I didn't really feel like...
You're right. Yeah.
I didn't really feel that John
connected
really...
Connected with John.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't really have much... Yeah, okay, we saw them interact, but, like, it wasn't as effective, I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, like, their acting was great for what it mm-hmm. was worth, but, again, like, I didn't feel like they had... They got the connection that they had in the other...
It was more intimate.
Yeah,
right.
The other
you're
one was
so
a little
right.
bit more...
Yeah.
More intimate, and there was more room for play.
Yeah, and I think also, like, because you said, like, didn't feel as connected to John, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's because if you think about it, like this episode starts like immediately, like it goes from black to like bam, here's John in a green
room.
From
0 to 60.
Yeah, but it's like this sort of medium wide weird shot, and like in the actual first episode, this A Study in Pink, we open up like on his face, like it opens up with like the war thing,
mm-hmm,
remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like his
yeah.
face, and like
and
it's in your face, and we get this like quiet moment with
like
him where he's like
to connect with him.
Yeah,
yes.
and like that's what I mean. Like I was able to really feel like I was in John Watson's
like,
head
feel
for the
more
first
for
episode.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, for the second episode, you know, I mean, I'm looking at it from John Watson's point of view. Mm-hmm. And in this one, I felt like I was just kind of watching a
show.
It's just like a regular pilot. Yeah, you're right.
And like the camera operating like was you know,
questionable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Questionable. Sure. It's very film schooly. Like I said, it's very film schooly.
Kind of like they had like a weird tripod or something.
And we do say that with love, though.
Right? Oh no! Yeah. I think I made that clear. You know, it was phenomenal and. And if it were canon, we would still accept it, but...
We like use the term film schooly, like... those film school kids.
Because, you know, it's us.
And, like, you know, like, I completely understand if it was a tripod, but I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that it was a tripod. You know, mm-hmm. because, like, sometimes a tripod is the one that... That fucks up the movement, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, because there's like no movement.
There's no movement on there, but then like the tripod could just unhinge and kind of, you know, jitter or whatever, you know. Like
let's tilt.
The camera operating was pretty 2 out of 10. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt by believing that it was just a tripod.
Okay.
Overall. Other than that, the lighting was kind of cheesy. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was like forcing us to believe that this is some romanticized gay duo kind of thing, you know? And I feel like they again, like you guys established already, that it wasn't thought out enough. I mean, like that, for instance, like when Sherlock was supposedly on this building.
The Batman shot?
Oh, yeah. It's like, what? it kind of looked like a comic book.
Yeah.
A little bit. And then, like, all the lines were kind of, like, going into each other.
Yes.
Sort of. Yeah. You know, like, and he's just.
I'm trying to say, like, let's put a pin in that because I want to, like, have, like, discussion about that scene.
Yeah.
But but overall, I just like exactly what Hector said, I do believe that if I saw this and they continued on with the story, it would have not bothered me as much as it has because I have seen the other one. But
just so we know the quality that they deliver.
And like
it's still better than like a sitcom, you know. Like
it's still good, even though it seems like right now we're all jabbing against it. It's still good. It's just that we know the quality of
it. I did want to ask a question to you guys. Do you guys remember how he got, like, in that situation in the first place? You know, like, I know in this you know how he ends up in...
Oh, yeah.
He finds the guy at the place, right? He
doesn't they have a... There's a fake drug bust at Sherlock's apartment.
Okay.
And Sherlock has realized that, like, we can find, like, that she was scratching, like, the password to the phone on the floor, which is Rachel. And he goes to the, you know, phone.me.com finds the thing. And it's like, oh, it's here in the apartment. He's like, how can it be here in the apartment? And he sees the cab driver, like, the cab driver just, like, shows up. And the cab driver walks down, and Sherlock realizes, oh, it's a cab driver. And, like, leaves and goes by himself into his cab, and he drives him to the college. Remember?
Mm-hmm. I remember all that. Yeah.
Remember, you had the discussion that we had this, like, when Sherlock was, like, figuring it out, mm-hmm. there was this, like, shot, like, swirling around him, mm-hmm. and suddenly everybody was gone from the apartment.
Yeah,
it was, like, super subtle.
Very subtle. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. No, I just wanted to remember because, I feel like that solved the solution as far as it being a 60-minute, you know, whatever pilot. But, that's why I was like, okay, all of a sudden he's drugged and already he's, like, a damsel in distress when, like, we didn't really see him, like, in the original series or whatever. We didn't really see him vulnerable until maybe, like, the third episode?
He wasn't vulnerable at all. Like, the guy had, like, a gun on him, and that's, like, in quotations.
He was always in control.
But it was, like, the gun wasn't actually a gun. It was, like, a lighter. So, he was never actually in any danger. It was just his own stupidity. Mm-hmm. Or, like, his own, not stupidity, obviously not, but, like, his own, like...
Cockiness, personally?
Yeah, cockiness and, like, sort of drive for, like, not boredom, I guess. The anti-boredom that led him on that path. Are you done with your first thoughts?
But, to wrap up, you know, I think that, again, it still would fit with everything else. Like, the just the idea, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like this one's more just of planting a seed, mm-hmm. you know, not really establishing anything really, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, but the other one definitely does make me feel more comfortable moving forward to the other episodes. I feel like the other one equips the audience with the right amount of knowledge about everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where this one, I'm left kind of like debating whether or not I want to watch the show or not. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But,
Hi, Jody!
Okay.
Louder. Jody! Louder!
So, I really liked it. Like, okay, after finishing Sherlock, I was really upset about the TJLC thing. Like, I was really bitter.
Yeah, I think we all were.
About everything Sherlock. So, like, this was a nice little thing to watch after that. Because, for one, Mycroft's not in it.
Fuck you, Mycroft.
Gators. No, it's okay. I love him, but I hate his face because of that. So.
True.
Because he's, like, one of the writers. Yeah. He's the gay one as well. It's like.
It's in his name.
You're cheating, lying bitch face.
It's in his fucking name, Gators.
Get off my screen.
Gators.
Yeah.
But I understand. It was really cute. Their acting felt more genuine, maybe because it was the first time.
And how fresh it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely see the flaws. It was really interesting to watch as a film student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. It's a little shows you can always improve on something. Oh, like, yeah. And, like, for, like, great effect as well.
Yeah, like their little 8-bit music, the lighting.
their credits.
Oh my god, the credits! Oh, their opener, holy shit.
It looked
oh my
like god, Sherlock like... that was made by ABC.
And cut on iMovie.
I would say NBC.
NBC?
Because the Batman shot reminded me of the show called The Cape.
Yeah,
so
yeah, NBC.
Right.
And edited on iMovie.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. That's it. I really liked it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. I mean, I liked it as well. So
this is Sarah, you guys.
Finally, your moderator. Anyway,
your moderator.
My mother.
Le moderator.
Anyway, so
What the fuck is that?
You have lost all credibility.
Yeah, for real.
Shut up.
For real, bro.
So I mean, in the community, we call the pilot, we call it the gay pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
he's pretty gay.
It's so like you would think by watching A Study in Pink, you'd be like, huh, they're really going for something there. But then you watch the pilot and it's like unashamedly in your face.
Yeah, like I said, on the nose.
It's
like,
on,
very
the no-
on the
it's,
nose.
And, like, it's got these, like, long, long shots of their faces just listening to each other. And, like, you got, like, in the lab or, like, in the computer lab when Sherlock is, like, telling John, like, why he... Or, like he's telling, like, oh, you're, like, from Afghanistan, like, soldier from Afghanistan. Like, and he says all this shit. Then it cuts to John and it's just, like, this 4-second long push-in of him just staring at him and, like... breathing with an open mouth, like he's, I don't know how to describe it other ways than like incredibly turned on, like it's just,
or like that hero shot.
Yeah, and like all of these things, and like even the date scene, which was already pretty explicit in this one, it's like, you know, John is like very obviously like, oh, I see you're gay then, and like it's fine, and they're like, yeah, it's fine, and he's like, oh, so you're on a test like me, yeah, that's good, and Sherlock is like very obviously like, well, no, I'm not, like, you know, I'm not into that, like, no, and like it's just so on the nose and it's so obvious. And it's like through the entire thing.
I think I prefer the original one, or like the one that aired.
I do prefer
because
that
they,
one.
They were able to play more with it.
Yeah, I hated that guy that was like, it's all part of the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Angelo.
Yeah.
I mean, he was funny, but like,
it's funny. God. Yeah. Like, okay, like they could have used that
it's
joke
all part
once.
Of the plan.
and it would be fine, but they just, like, had him there. It
that was,
like,
Angelo was there. So clowny.
Yeah.
Bad news for bad people. Yeah. Like,
it was, like, cringeworthy at times. So, like, that scene, like, the original one, they played better. Granted, it was, like, yeah. a little less gay, per se, but, this like, felt... they could play more with it. Like, you could read more yeah. with the dialogue that they
this
said, with the looks that they did.
This didn't feel like... real people. This felt more like
cartoons.
Like a, yeah, or like a superhero film.
This whole episode actually felt like a freaking superhero mm-hmm. thing. Now that you yeah. mentioned
it. So this it time, did Watson leave his cane to go get Sherlock?
Yeah.
To run after the cab.
That's
I know.
So cute.
That is kind of cute. And like, okay, let's since we're like on that move and like on that train, let's talk about that Batman shot. And the music and everything that, like, the decisions that go into making that, like, how are you, how can you make something accidentally this gay? I don't, like,
I just imagine him, like, running up the stairs, going all the way to the roof, and then just standing there.
Yeah.
And he's got the full moon in the back and there's this porn music.
Like, not just that. Then you look at freaking Watson's reaction. Yeah. He sees them and it's like, he's the hero I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like,
please get me on my knees in front of that man.
What I need.
It looks like a scene from Ghost.
And when you think about
with
that,
Patrick
like, that's.
Swayze.
And that's when he gave up his cane. It's like, yeah, I'll
no,
give
that's,
up.
No, that's not the...
Yeah?
No.
It wasn't it? Yes,
no,
it was.
This was right after the crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sherlock ran off, like, shouting pink.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and so, and,
it's
like, John is, like, walking really sad down the street
yeah.
because,
he left him.
Donovan just told him, like, that he was a psychopath and whatnot, and he's, like, walking, then he looks up and, like,
you're right, yeah, okay,
like,
my bad. But still, it was a very big moment in... To be straight, you wouldn't act that way. To be like
a
straight character.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like the Wolf Moon t-shirt. Like this
yeah,
is the equivalent of the Three Wolf One Moon t-shirt. Like seriously?
And there was wind out of nowhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was just him passing gas.
No.
I was holding
Sherlock
that in
brought,
during my...
Sherlock brought his own wind machine.
Oh yeah. I honestly would believe that.
I mean, he probably did have, yeah, time to set it up. Like, as he's running up the stairs, he's like,
oh, no, it's already up there. It's already up
there.
He knew.
At this angle. Because
he had already solved it.
Oh, yeah, he already solved it. Yeah, he already knew. He goes up there, click.
And Watson's going to come in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, he's got literally like a stage manager in his ear going like, all right. Cute talent in 3, 2, 1, and twirl and work it, babe.
Batman pose.
Oh, pink suitcase over there. Nope. Okay, twirl and pink suitcase over here. Nope. And
no.
Twirl.
Make sure to get that moonlight silhouette. I know, it's...
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, but like, you know, and then... Because you would think watching this pilot and then like, then watching the actual first episode, be like... Oh, what are the changes? Okay, they sort of, like, pulled a little bit back on the gay a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, because the thing is, the BBC saw this and were like, oh, that's great.
Make
let's
it less
do
gay?
This. No. They were more like, let's do this, but let make it longer. So, like, a lot of our thoughts before season 4, you know, like, fuck that shit. Anyway, was like, maybe they were... Like, they realized that now they needed more content, so they needed to plan, like, a longer game. Because we have this, like, sort of running gag, is that in the gay pilot universe, like, those fuckers are already married. Like, because it moves that fast. It's just like, boom,
well, yeah,
boom,
the episode
boom.
Moves that fucking fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Limit, yeah,
so, you know, the thought was, like, oh, maybe because they realized they needed more content, they're, like, trying to draw this out and have this, like, super slow burn thing.
Yeah.
Which, obviously...
Wasn't
didn't pan
yeah,
out,
no.
You know, but still.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Never take off your tin hat. But that was sort of the thought, because they kept sort of the same scenes, but made it slightly less gay. Not enough to, like, make people not
less
notice
the nose,
it.
Per se.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even more genuine in the actual...
Yeah, I like the additions that they made, or, like, the changes that they made.
Yeah.
Like, they're less cheesy.
Follow
and
your
I
nose.
Mean, they technically added, like,
follow
more...
your
in,
nose.
They added more innuendos, because in the
right?
Innocent in Pink,
the actual, like, first episode, they added the scene with Mycroft, in which Mycroft, like, insinuates that they're getting married. He's like, oh, like, you've already moved in with him, like, may we expect a happy announcement at the end of the week? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, if someone told them, can you guys make it less gay? They were like, oh yeah, we have a perfect scene. So, oh. Like, make it super hetero. Let's have them marry.
It's crazy how much, like, one character just changes, like, the whole dynamic of the show.
Well, and also, in the original Study in Pink, John Watson is the damsel in distress.
No, he's not.
Because isn't he...
Not really.
Isn't he with the bomb?
Yeah, in the season finale.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, with Moriarty. Swoon! that's another thing.
Yeah.
Because we saw him with the gun. We saw Watson shoot.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not shoot per se, but we saw, like, for sure, as a matter of fact, that it was him with the gun.
Mm-hmm. This one was a little plain.
Which is, like, hot.
it's a good shot.
Yeah, it was a very good shot, and it was, like, awesome to see, like, Watson in action versus where
they just talk about it,
and it's like, you see Sherlock talking about it, and if it's your first time watching a pilot, you don't know where he's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he sees Watson, and then after a while, you're, like, two and two together, like, oh, wait, yeah, he was talking about Watson, versus, ironically, in Study in Pink, it's a little bit on the nose, I guess, because you see
because you know all along who she's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's from John's perspective anyway.
But it adds, like, way more to the relationship, just because you see that he unapologetically will cross any lines that need to be crossed just to save, you know, his significant other.
No.
Yeah, but, and also that scene in this one, in the pilot, when he says, you know, like, how do you feel, like, you've just killed a man? And he goes, instead of having that, oh, he was a bad man, frankly, a bad cabbie joke, which they have in A Study in Pink, he has, like, I've seen men die before, like, friends of mine. I couldn't sleep. I'll sleep fine tonight.
Yeah.
And, like, Sherlock has this look, and it's just like,
I'm sure
quite
you're
right.
Oh, quite right, there you
go. And I'm like, yeah, they're gonna fuck. Like,
wait, they have to, like, christen the room, right? So.
I don't know. It was just incredibly suggestive.
You're like, I can't get it up. Just think of the body that we shot earlier.
Yeah, and he's like, we're gonna have to get those powder burns off your fingers. Not like, you're gonna have to go wash your hands. No, it's like, we are gonna have to, like, get them off. Like,
it's teamwork.
Yeah.
Let's shower together.
You are going.
10th one.
And we are back from a 10-1. And a coffee break.
Coffee.
What were we talking about? Coffee.
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No,
we were just, like, at a genuine break, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Mm-hmm. We were sort of at a break. I guess it's time for, like, maybe, like, a wrap up.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think in general.
This is a final thoughts.
People like to sort of watch. Thank you for that noise, Jorge. Yeah, just eat that. Yeah, eat it. Yeah. Eat it.
Neck your bitch.
He's eating, like, a fruit salad.
Well, he's eating a salad.
Yeah. But I think, in general, people like to watch this episode because it's sort of like watching... Jesus, those cats. It's sort
those
of like,
pussies.
Those damn pussies. It's sort of like watching sort of, like, a Sherlock story happening in an alternate universe where everything is, like, incredibly gay. Yeah. And like, super intense as well. Because when Sherlock is, like, describing, you know, the perfect... murder weapon of the modern age, the invisible car, the London cab, like, it's so intense. It's like, it doesn't feel real. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like this heightened universe of gayness, I guess. Because I don't know, I can't believe anyone can, like, watch this and, like, not get that vibe.
Yeah. What's the guy's name again? Mycroft's name?
Gatiss? Mark Gatiss, yeah.
Very, like, Gatiss. Well,
he gayed all of us. Mm-hmm. He gayed us into
yeah.
The way he's like, the way Hector's sitting too, like, he gayed us.
I mean, we have a semi-neutral correspondent, Hannah. Do you think it was gay?
Yes.
That was a yes.
That's an Icelandic yes.
Yes.
Oh. It was a 100-year-old woman's yes.
Yeah. Like, girl, I feel you there. I feel like a 100-year-old man.
We're getting old. Okay, final thoughts. Paulina.
Final thoughts. Final thoughts.
We should have a jingle. Too late.
Paulina, update. Our final episode. We should have a jingle. Well, you never know. We could get together and talk about...
On to the next show.
Whatchamacallit. Fan fiction.
Well, why don't we shoot the rest of this version's of Sherlock?
We'll make it what it should have been.
Yeah.
Which is like pretty much the whole episode, but with a kiss. Yeah.
That would be such a fun, you know, project.
No, we'll just make the second episode. Fuck it.
Of the gay pilot?
Yeah, of the gay pilot.
Yeah, let's just like write a letter to like Ben and Martin and be like, hey guys, are you up to some gayness?
How about we just start like a whole Sherlock? Are you up to some... With
it's public domain.
Yeah, it's public domain. So we pull all the gay shit that they fed us and took us nowhere with, and we actually take it somewhere and give the fans what they want and deserve.
Mm. Mm.
And then we'll get Mike Clayman to be Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
No, I want an actual gay actor. Make him more genuine.
Oh wait.
How do you know he's not gay? Well, he has a girlfriend. Oh, how do you know he's not bi?
Well, he can be gay. He has a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend before. What up?
Exactly. But then again. Right.
I feel like it would turn into softcore porn.
With Mike?
With Mike, yeah.
No. With anyone.
Really, yeah. I feel like just like the...
What does this have to do with the story? Shut up and take your pants off.
Why is my shirt off?
It's part of the case.
Leads you more to imagination.
Your deduction shit is hot.
Anyway, I think we should fucking do it. Why not? Like you said, it's public domain. Let's make a gay Sherlock.
Yeah.
With like, you know, not making it overly gay, like most people will. Like they did. Except, yes. You know,
actually
not
do it.
Exactly. Not fucking baiting their fucking fans. We will give the fans what they want, but not exclude the rest of the crowd.
Yeah, so it's like... You sign up for, like, the murders and shit, and then...
Like pretty much, it you is have what a surprise. It is kind of show.
Yeah, you're like, surprise, it's gay!
Well, surprise only to those, like, close-minded folks.
True.
Like, us, we'd be like, yeah, they were gay. They kissed. Like, what's shocking about that?
Nothing.
To, like, the close-minded friends, they're gay! Like, did you not get that from, like, the first place? I mean... What? They were grinding on each other.
Basically.
A different show.
I mean, you could make it, like, really gay. Like, you're nice.
It's Gaylock Holmes. That's the name! Gaylock Holmes.
That would alienate so many people.
Fuck it, they don't deserve our show.
True.
But anyway, I honestly think it's a good idea. Since it's public domain, we could, like, make of it... what we think. Like, make it gay, but not, like, to the point where they made it gay.
I think someone's gonna, like, someone is going to do it eventually.
After fucking hearing our podcast, yeah. It's copywritten, bitches. Fuck all of y'all. I see you. I see your domain. I know where you live, motherfuckers. Bitches.
Look up your IP addresses and, like, we're going to come hunt you.
At least include us. If you do so, include us. We're filmmakers. We'll help.
I mean, we... It should be ours anyways, regardless.
Yes.
Gaylock Holmes.
Going on to our final thoughts. I almost said first thoughts.
Sorry.
I almost said first thoughts.
Well, we shouldn't even apologize. If they've been this far into our fucking podcast, they know we begin to fucking tangent like this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we're drunk.
Wait, this podcast is about Sherlock? The show?
This podcast is about Sherlock? As George opens a beer.
Let's get
I open a yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, a yogurt. In a five yogurt.
Let's Paulina speak before she literally passes out. Mm-hmm. She's about to.
Yeah. Ew.
What a downer.
You're not gonna get coffee?
No. I like this episode.
Okay. Ow!
I still feel like it's easy to
digest?
Ease into it. Yeah, okay. Because like you can still like
it's called lube.
Our sure. audiences know that.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
No. Mr. Liu, no here.
No.
Mr. Dildo loops himself.
Self looping dildo?
Yeah,
it's got arms out of the sides. Like,
arms and legs.
Wait, no, Polina, let me take care of this.
Right. Got this, girl.
You relax. You relax, Polina. Polisha.
Where the fuck did we just go?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
I think it's the gay pilot.
Oh, this is some fucking machine shit. Alright, go on.
Iron dildo! Dildo!
You're like the cat in the background. Fuck me!
Oh no.
As you wear a Mufasa shirt.
Yes.
Hot as motherfucking pussies here.
Simba.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who you are.
Don't fuck modern cats.
Right.
Yeah, this just took a turn for.
Yeah, it did.
For the better.
For the better.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't be yes if it didn't.
That's true.
Exactly.
Okay, so where was I? Oh, I said that it's easy to.
Ease into.
Ease into.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, back to that.
Okay.
Oh my god. Move into that.
What the fuck is my train of thought, you guys?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Something about some dildo or something.
Some dildo. And eggs. Oh, there weren't any eggs in this episode.
Yeah, no buildings, huh?
No buildings.
That sucks ass. No purple as well.
No purple.
Very little purple, which is no good.
Just green eggs.
There's a little magenta. But
yeah, there was a little bit of magenta.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where they got the idea from.
Who knows? Polina, please.
Yes.
Like, go on.
So, I enjoyed it. Even though it was a bit, like, rushed because we're so used to the whole, like, 90-minute episodes. I mean, this still was okay because it still covered all of,
The basics,
yeah, and then, like, their relationship even though... Oh, jeez, that spiked.
No, it's not, like, it's the opposite of spiking, Polina. You're whispering like a fucking mouse.
No, I was talking about Jorge's birth.
In Russia, I spike you!
She's a Viking, dude.
I spike you.
I spike you.
I spike you.
That was a bad pun. Okay.
Oh my god.
There are no bad puns.
I'm never gonna get through this. Like,
alright.
Gonna get through this.
Basically,
I'm gonna get through this. Gonna get through this. Gonna get
basically,
gonna get through.
Polina's like, yeah, I liked it. It was different.
I
exactly
like
the same
that
thing as everybody else said today, but like, yes, I liked it.
But
okay,
it's supposed to be final thoughts, not first thoughts.
Yes.
Final thoughts.
So
what
we already
think
know.
Yeah, what
that
do
you
think
like
after
it
our discussion? Like, I don't know. Like,
I think the same thing because I'm a one-track
my
mind.
Final thoughts are the same as my first thoughts.
You mock.
And I'm
yeah,
out.
I believe you.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
In Russia, mic drop you.
Mic drop you.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, no.
It's a final podcast. This is what it is.
Yeah.
So gotta milk it while we can.
Yeah, okay. Get that cow out of here.
Pull yeah,
out,
move
out.
On out of here.
Move.
Oh, no. That was awful.
There are no bad
are you
puns
seriously done, though? Are you seriously...
I don't know.
She's like, what
I
the
mean,
fuck am
like...
I?
Bam, bam, bam,
you know,
bam.
I'm never going to leave.
Bam,
I can't
bam,
even
bam
get a word in.
You've gotten, like, 2 words in.
Right? The whole podcast.
Yeah,
like,
don't
got,
exaggerate.
Like, 2 words.
Don't exaggerate. You're like speaking.
Okay, so
somewhat.
Where am I?
I'm not even making noises. What the hell? I'm just drinking my coffee. I didn't make anything.
I didn't say anything.
You looked at me like, bitch.
I
was
supposed to.
You just like finished like.
Yeah,
your
but you weren't saying
speak
anything.
Speak now,
like,
or forever hold your peace.
Yeah. There's a statute of limitation on this gay shit. Like, speak.
I'm sorry, guys. It's awesome, everyone. I'm tired. What do you want from me?
In her defense, it is 1:40 a.m.
Everyone!
It's 1:40 a.m.
Yeah. That's been the gay pilot episode, everybody.
No Icelandic subtitles.
And the next one. Let's go.
Hi! Anyway.
Like Vanille.
Sorry. My final thoughts. Hello, America. I don't know what my final thoughts are. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, because we pretty much all agreed upon the same things, how, like, this was a gay pilot, and we, if this pilot would have been the one that aired, we would have all taken it as it is. Granted, it's a little bit gayer and a little bit more on the nose, ironically, we appreciate the pilot that did air because it wasn't as gay. Just because there's a little bit more to dig into, like, more, like, it's fleshy,
per se. Playful. People yeah, for like, the audience.
Yeah, there's more to, like, play around with. Even though this one is gayer, this one, you had more, like, to read into. Where versus, like, the gay pilot, where it was more nose, it's like, oh, gay joke here, insert gay joke here, gay joke here as well. In the original pilot, it's like, they say something, and then you have, like, the idiot minds where it, like, goes over their head versus us, the more intellectual minds. It's like, oh, this is gay. This is rather enjoyable. You know? Ooh. So, yeah, while I do appreciate the, original pilot, Study in Pink, more, this was, like, it still has the heart and feel to it originally, where, like, at the end of the day, if this is the one that aired, like none of us would have minded. Let me fix that. None of us would have minded going on through the series, but after finishing season 4, we would have been infuriated because fuck you, Gatiss. Anyway.
Don't forget Moffat.
Gatiss has his name on it. Gatiss has gay in it, so it's like, and he's gay too, so it's like, you would think, like, you know, like, let one for the homies and shit, but no, fuck you, motherfucker. Trying to, like, you can tell, like, the whole fucking series, okay, this is not the pilot anymore, but the whole fucking series, this is final thoughts, so the whole fucking series, you have a whole fucking agenda going on. Grant, like, what the fucking on air pilot, how gay it is.
Wait,
so
what, you was have, that? What was that?
He has a whole fucking agenda from the unaired pilot, how gay it is. It's been gay nonstop for 4 fucking seasons. And it's not even 4 fucking years because of you fucking British fucks take long ass fuck. So you can flesh it out even more. So you can make it gayer and gayer, which you motherfuckers did. But what the fuck did you guys do? You guys fucked up. You guys fucking got scared by the fucking majority and, like, no. You know what?
There's an Icelander sleeping on the couch.
Give a shit. She knows what she got herself into. Anyway, at the end of the day, you motherfuckers gave in to the majority, and you know what? Maybe let's. What if they're not gay? But we've written these characters for, like, this many a year. Like, but what if, like, it's our last episode, Gatiss and Moffat? What if, like, but what if? Fuck you, motherfuckers. Fuck you, you pieces of shit. They're gay. That's my final thought. That took a turn, I'm sorry, but I'm just pissed off. I've been fucking butthurt for, like since months. The fourth season.
6 months.
Finished. Fuck you. I mean, it was, like, a nice ending, granted, you know, but fuck you. We deserved our kiss.
Yeah, true.
We deserved our fucking making it legit. So fuck both of you. I hope you hear this shit, and I hope you... Fuck you!
Fuck yourselves.
I have nothing else to say, man. I'm so pissed. Go on. I'm done.
To bounce off what Hector said, yes, yeah. Fuck you. But I kind of feel like... I don't know. You guys know Xena, right?
No.
The Warrior Princess?
The Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. How do you not know? She's, like, the most lesbionic...
Like, okay, so, like, ever. For instance, like, more yeah, than, like, the, this...
I said didn't have the 70s.
Like, this season... Like, this season... Like, this series of Xena, she had this homegirl named, I think, Phoebe or something like that.
Gabrielle.
Gabby, yeah.
Closer!
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking about
whatever.
Phoebe.
You're thinking about friends.
Phoebe. But anyway, but yeah, this girl had red hair. She was really cute. She had green eyes, whatever. And I feel like what they did with what they were trying to do with this and what ended up really happening, mm-hmm. like, is what happened to, like, that whole series too, because it's clear that they're fucking lesbians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's very obvious, but...
But not on the nose.
Exactly. Awesome. It wasn't too... It wasn't too, like, explicit, I guess you could say.
It was subtext.
Yeah. And, but it was just very, like, predominant in it. And like, I feel like, yeah, they kind of pulled exactly what they did with that in this.
Yeah.
Kind of, in this sense, you know. They had the idea, they had the implications, but they couldn't really
fucked up.
They couldn't do it for the times that Xena was.
Oh,
was,
sorry, I was talking about Sherlock, not Xena.
Yeah.
That Xena was, you know, established, but you know, and it's just, you know, amazing to see that they even now,
like, how far they went.
Yeah, like they go to even making a gay pilot, and then unfortunately, obviously, they didn't go along with it. But like,
it might not have been a gay pilot.
Oh, well, yeah.
But...
Yeah.
No, it was a gay pilot.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, what am I saying?
But,
I just went on a rant and now I'm defending him. Fuck you guys. No, it was a gay pilot.
But yeah, so, like, I feel like, you know, it's gonna happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, like, the
doubt,
idea.
No doubt, yeah.
The idea is gonna happen at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And, it definitely is, it's gonna be right for its time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right now it's not time.
Right now is a perfect time.
Well,
back then for Xena, it wasn't, but now is a perfect
time. Yeah. It's still, but it, clearly it's not ready.
It's like, never going to be quote unquote ready.
Because
you're always going to have those close minded fucks.
No.
You're always going to have those close minded fucks. Because because you have, like,
there's different generations, yes, like, and I get that, but.
It's always going to be an issue that way. It's never going to be the time because you always have.
You need to force it.
Yeah, because you're always going to have religion that, and I have nothing against religion, but you're always going to have religion that's, like, scares people off. Like, me, for example, I was raised Catholic, and I was raised with, like, the homosexuality being a sin.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I'm homosexual, so, like, growing up, it's like, well, I mean, I didn't know, like, the whole time, but I knew I'm different, so when I know I'm different, and I know I've been raised this way, and I know me and my parents think this way, it's very, like, confusing and shit. So you're always gonna have, like, that because, like, religion always forces it that way. And to have some... And this is why I'm very, like, bitter and pissed off at Sherlock, because they have... Like, they were on the road for, like, such a long fucking time.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah. They were in such a long time. They're on the road. And it's like, if you're paying attention like we were, it wasn't gonna be... You weren't gonna be caught by surprise. If anything, we would, like... Us being the way we are, scoff at it. Like, oh, I saw it coming from, like, episode one.
Yeah.
Oh, Beast more surprising.
But again, like, honestly, the fact that it didn't happen shows you that,
like,
society's, like, not ready.
No, I don't think society... It's borderline society, but at the same time...
And I get the whole religion thing, too, but, like, you know, with where everything's going, with where everything is leading to, it's... You know, you're always going to have haters on anything.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless.
You can't please everyone.
But
yeah.
It's going to get to a point where all those old classic way of thinking is going to be exactly that, extinct.
No. Not if you keep doing what they did.
True.
If you keep doing... No, because because what they did
and
was like...
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. It's going to happen. And it
hopefully
will
it
happen.
But, yeah, I
it
agree
will
with you.
Happen.
But not if they do what they did.
No,
because
that's
they
why.
Had, like, they had this
it's
whole
not ready.
Like, thing. They had this whole thing, like, lined up.
You,
like,
can't,
like,
force it at an inappropriate time.
But they weren't
know?
Forcing it. Because
that's why.
What
because
we've been
they
saying...
Knew.
With,
they knew that it wasn't ready.
No. They knew it wasn't ready. It didn't stop them, like, for 4 seasons, 7 years... For them, like, we've been saying every podcast how everything is thought out. So for them to chicken out, it was thought out, but it was thought out at the last fucking episode. It seems like that last episode was, like, thought out. Where,
because,
like, you know,
they
what?
Knew it wasn't ready.
No, they've known it wasn't ready, but they, like,
they had the hopes.
No, it's not hopes.
I think they did.
They were, like, they set out to, like, separate themselves from the norm, like, from how this show has been structured. How? Because this show was never on the nose. It was never like look at Sherlock. This is gay.
As...
Yeah, no. This is like the TGLC has always been, you know what? This is kind of gay. let's dig into it. Like, and like, it's always been my joke to you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're just digging, you're just digging, you're just digging. And this is exactly what it is. They've been digging. And this is, and like I said, they've thought it out. So yeah, like, they made us dig. Because, like you said, like, we're not ready. And you're right, we're not ready. Which is why they made us dig. And for them to take 7 years, they knew where they were going. But at the end of the day, they were scared. Because, like, of the majority, what the majority would think. I honestly
don't think they knew where they were going. It seems like since you established mm-hmm. that they did everything on a whim, you know.
For the pilot, maybe not for everything.
You said that, like, even at the last episode, they made those decisions right before. You know what I mean? And I feel like they were on something. They were onto something. They had it. They had the idea of this, mm-hmm. you know, because it's controversial, yeah. and they wanted to make it ambiguous, you know, and then it gets to the point where we're still in 2017, we're not ready.
But you know how big this was, that TGLC was?
Yeah.
It was huge, so huge, in fact, that you had these haters worrying. Mm-hmm. Like if you were to go to any blogs, any posts, like... Okay, I'll be the first to, like, admit that, like, I've been a TGLC follower since Sarah got me on board, mm-hmm. but I never followed the blogs. What I did follow, however, were, like, the Facebook posts, which is, like, very common. And you would see even that, like, there. And even in, like, the season four premiere posts and up to the finale, it was gay.
Yeah.
It was very gay. Like, and hey, it's like... Sherlock says, "I love you."
Yeah, that was such a tease.
That was such a tease, and of course, all of us were like, "Oh my god, he says it!"
Yeah,
the TGLC. I mean, like, everyone in the TGLC community, like, "Holy shit, he says it!" Everyone against it. These motherfuckers better not go there. And if they go there, yada yada yada. Like, it had them worried. That's how far this thing goes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how far this thing goes.
If anything, in their defense, like, they are, like, the leading ones in this kind of movement. You know what I mean? They're the ones that kind of, like, are the pioneers.
I'm sorry, what movement?
As far as...
Like, the anti-gay or, like, the...
The gay.
Well, okay.
You know?
No, I'm not.
Gatiss, like, and Moffat, you know? They would be, in the long run, these guys would be, like, pioneers.
Yeah, and that's why...
But it's still, like, if you think about it, it's like, you know, it's 2017. Like, look at what American Gods did.
Dude,
like,
we don't even know what you are. I mean, like, come on, like...
But isn't that the point, though? Although, like, because you were talking about digging, and that's the interesting thing. So we like to dig into little things and stuff. And more often than not, it turns out it's like there's like a gay aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and this happened literally just a few weeks ago. And this is a post by Fleur de Bee, and it's like, interesting thing, a tuxedo. So they say, a couple of months ago, I was reading this book for my LGBT+ American history and literature class called The Beautiful Room is Empty by Edmund White. Which is a semi-autobiographical book about a gay man growing up in the 50s and 60s. And it's also really, really good. Okay, great. So, I was trying to read it in peace. I stumbled upon this line that just stopped me because I knew it. And I just sat there like, what the fuck, before realizing why I recognized it. And this is the line. But for me, the tuxedos, which depersonalized waiters and lent distinction to friends, and, like, they showed the paragraph in full... And I realized that it's almost identical to one of Sherlock's line in The Empty Hearth. So when Sherlock comes into the restaurant and he's dressed as a waiter, he says, and I quote, "Interesting thing, a tuxedo lends distinction to friends and anonymity to waiters." And she was like, I don't know. They were like, "Oh my god, Mark, and it was bothering me for months, blah, blah, blah." So they went to the Sherlock con that was here in the in California. I didn't go because money and fuck those guys.
Yeah, no, I don't fuck you guys.
And they went up to Mark Gatiss and wanted to ask him a question.
So I started telling him this whole story, and it was really sweet because when I asked him if he'd read the book, and he was like, of course I have. Like, genuinely.
Oh, of course I have!
Like, genuinely happy to be talking about this book and possibly to realize that I was bringing what I was bringing up. And I told him about how I recognized it and realized what it was, and I was about to say, because it's in The Empty Hearth. And he cut me off and said, it's the line about the waiter. And I was like, yeah! And he started reciting the line with me, saying it right behind him, and I got so excited to have that finally answered, because I mean, he's just straight up told me that he referenced that quote in that scene in an autobiographical book about a gay man in the 50s and 60s. It's like every little thing that we dig into ends up being some obscure gay reference. Like, who are these people?
I mean, I think us, like, being like aspiring filmmakers, we know that nothing is by accident.
No.
Exactly.
So if something's on screen, it's for a reason. Mm-hmm. If something, if they say something, there's like some subtext to it. Some like there's meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. They don't say or do anything. They don't show anything just for the hell of it. Like, and that, like, that's why I'm saying that they knew where they were going. But they chickened out at the last minute. And
exactly.
Fuck you guys.
I was going to have a segment where it's like, what are your, like, thoughts 6 months after season four, but I think this is it.
Like, okay, like, like, they knew where they were going, but they were still shooting on a whim. You know, they're still writing on you know what
that's
I mean?
What it, that's honestly what it looks like sometimes. And like, and some stories, like, it sort of looks like they were just fucking pulling it out of their asses, which sort of, like,
well,
it's horrifying at the same time, because we were like, oh my god, they're geniuses, you know, whatnot, and then they're just like, ah, you know, smearing shit at the wall, like, what the fuck.
I personally think maybe more for, like, long series. It doesn't help them that it's only 3 episodes per season.
True.
But I
think... But
they're
90 minutes, still. It's, like, a lot. It's 4
okay,
and
no,
half
no,
hours
no, but,
of
I mean,
content.
What I'm saying is that, like, most series know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have every episode outlined.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm saying, I'm like, it doesn't help that these are 3 episodes, because, like, come on, fuckers. It's only 3 episodes?
Yeah.
But I agree with him.
Episode.
Yeah, but I agree with George. It's like, okay, I mean, they don't have everything outlined, sure. They know the end game, and they know, like, point A, B, C, whatever, but they don't know all these, like, little...
I feel like they just kind of, like, at the end, they were like, we can either... Before they even started, they said, we could end this on this, or we can end this on this. But regardless of... regardless of where we go, we're gonna make a decision whether it goes either way.
Well, I think they made the decision when they were writing the last episode.
Exactly. That's why. They knew that they had 2 options at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? I don't know.
Can we let Jody speak real quick on the, like, final
sorry,
on the,
we're just bitter
on the gay pilot before asking, like, one more question.
But overall, I did did enjoy this.
This
gay
is mostly
pilot.
My fault. I'm just very bitter.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I think everybody needs this therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, you're up.
All right.
Jody, wake up. Wake up.
This was, like, I don't know. This episode was very quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, quirkier than the other version. I felt like I couldn't take it as serious.
Comic booky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I felt that it was kind of inspiring as a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. Like, we could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. We should shoot it. Shoot the second episode.
Gaylock Holmes.
Gaylock Holmes.
I swear. Copyright, bitches.
It was a pleasant experience after watching all that.
You're a little quiet.
In season 4.
You're a little quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
No, you're good.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Yeah, that's my final thought. Yay.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page. It's like, it's almost therapeutic after, you know, half a year of, like, well, me personally being, like on the Tumblr sphere, like, listening to people bitch and whine. And, like, that's understandable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Now that we've had, like, some time to reflect, like, how do you guys feel about, like, the thing? Because season 4, episode 2 ended on John getting shot. And then in the next episode, they totally retconned by being like, oh, it was a set, like, what do you call, like, a blow dart gun. Like, even, like, if you go into, like, basics of, like, storytelling, that is, like, a huge no-no. And I'm like, they even ended... The second episode, like, with, like, the screen, like, it goes, like, she shoots him, and it goes to red on the gun, and the start the episode on a gun, like, a close-up of, it's, like, the same shot, and it's, like, this whole
big thing that they're amping up, and they're like, never mind, we're just gonna do like a horror movie parody with like, you know, it's like Saw and The Ring, and they've got a Bond moment in there with the glass thing. It's like they're pulling scenes from horror movies. It almost feels fake, which is like a big theory right now, is that the third episode, and even the entire fourth season might be potentially be completely fake.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I know, it's like, it's insane, but it makes you think when they end. Because they put the second episode up for a BAFTA, right? They didn't put The Final Problem, which they stated in interviews was their, like, favorite episode. No, they know it's shit. Like, they put the Lang Detective, which is gorgeous and, like, emotionally harrowing and all of that. They put that up. It's like, how do you go from that? Like, boom, you shoot one of the most important characters in the entire show. Neck minute. Oh, never mind. It was a blow dart gun. Like,
well, that
just kidding.
That they could have had planned out. And just like, again, I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And it's just to draw more viewers in.
But it's.
It's very cliche, don't get me wrong. I don't like it. It's done so much. I mean, what the hell were you thinking, like, the whole week? What the fuck happened to this guy? What the fuck? How are they gonna get it over? Oh, dart. Okay. But you still watch the whole episode.
After that. But I hated it.
No, of course you hate it. I didn't say you liked it. I didn't say you enjoyed it. You were like, but it's like it's like, it's a cliffhanger. Like, that's where the term cliffhanger
I know that. I hate it. But the thing is, those seasons are 3 episodes. You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, these fuckers are like, granted they're TV, it's like, it's TV, and they can get away with like all these tropes that like all these TV shows like get away with. But it's 3 fucking episodes long. Don't fucking do this. You can't, like
and also,
no.
Also, this is the BBC flagship. Like, this is what gets them the money. Like, this is what they're proud of. This is what they sent to the fucking Emmys. Like, okay. I don't know. I'm just like, I've been like perpetually, like for 6 months, just shaking my head. Just like every time I think of it, I'm
up
just
and down,
like,
right?
Like, yeah, every time I saw it on my Facebook feed, like, Sherlock series 4 available now. Fuck you.
Oh my god, yeah, when Sherlock season 4 came on Netflix, like, I got like a notification, like,
yeah,
on my phone,
yeah.
And I screen capped it and like seared it on top of it. I was like, those fucker, they're coming at me in my own home, like, how dare you?
I'll get you for this
all over again.
I'll get you for this, Mark Gatiss.
Well, but it's interesting, like, I did rewatch it, and I was like, there are some, like, interesting things there that we can delve into and, like, see, okay,
of course,
like,
yeah.
There is some, like, the theory that it's a fake season does hold water, or, like, it's not necessarily fake, but it's, like, an unreliable narrator type of thing, which is a huge trope, because did you know that in the first episode of season 4, before we are introduced to this, like, magical drug that makes you not remember things... The same transition that they used during in the second episode, during the whole magical drug thing, they used that effect as a transitional effect in the first episode. And I was like, from an editing perspective, why would you do that unless you had a point to it? And I even went so far, I tracked down the editor of The Lying Detective, because it's the same guy who edited His Last Vow. Which has, he edited that scene where he gets shot and he goes through his mind palace, and it's this beautiful scene and we all raved about it, right? That's the same guy who made them hug and then fade to black, only to cut to the outside of the same building, but it's now 20 minutes later and I was like, I need to find this person. I have to ask him about this. Like, how do you... Did you guys lose footage? Like, where's the transition in this? Like, this has never happened. I don't know how to... I can't find, like, direct contact. Like, he's on Twitter, but I don't know how to tweet this in 140 characters.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I still haven't...
World problem.
I know.
Really.
I still haven't, like, actually asked him the question, but I'm dying to. Like, he's an Emmy Award-winning... editor, and he chose to do this shit, and I'm like, what?
See, like, the only thing I have against that theory, that, like, it was all, like, imagination or whatever, or not,
yeah.
Like, is that, again...
We didn't hear the Shooting Star song in the background.
What?
Like, anyway, like, it's, again, coming to, like, the whole, like, this series is very short.
Yeah.
So a series like this would not waste three episodes like to that.
True. Before that, they did an entire episode that happens inside Sherlock's head. And the actual story moves like 5 minutes. Yes, yeah,
but this story itself was an extra episode, not true. Part of the season.
I know, but what if they were bigger scale? I don't know.
Again, it is 2:05 in the morning.
Again, that's just digging. Yeah.
But digging is good.
But they wouldn't waste the season on this. What?
What's this? They're just planning their route. Okay, should start wrapping this up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this was a good combo. This was very therapeutic. I've been just like shouting at myself again. About this.
I'm angry again.
Yeah. That's
what else is new?
Exactly. Well, this is our last podcast.
Bye.
We say that. But
you never know.
Well, we didn't say that last time. We're saying it this time.
No, because last time I was like, I still want to do this. Yeah. I wanted to do the gay pilot. And
wait, so you already had this?
No.
No, I said, no, I had the idea of this. I was like...
Yeah, she mentioned it.
I told you guys.
Yeah, I got you.
But now we've done that, and there's literally no content left.
Gaylock Holmes, bitches. So, it's coming, 2018.
It's coming to you!
Yeah. Well, it's actually sort of what I'm thinking about my first feature to be like. It's sort of like...
A pickup of... This.
Not
Sherlock Holmes, but it is two dudes that get together at the end. But it's not about that. It's about
finally dudes. I mean, we see girls.
Well,
on screen
I've
all
done
the time.
Moxie.
That's what I'm saying. You see girls on screen all the time. But you never see two guys because that's taboo.
Did you guys see that trailer of a German version of
Brokeback Mountain?
Brokeback Mountain.
No, yeah, I saw it. It looks so good. Yeah. I'm gonna watch it.
It's pretty scandalous.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's brother kind of, I forgot what it kind of showed me. Of course you would.
I have to look that up. But
anyway,
it's German.
This has been fun. this whole thing. It's been like it's close to a year. It'll be a year and like a couple of months we started this. I know. And now it's possibly the last episode. Jesus Christ. Unless in like 3 years, we will somehow reconvene and do season 5. Who knows? It depends.
Mm-hmm. Or we could just use the second episode of...
Gaylock Holmes!
Or that. Like, whoever finds the money, sure.
Fuck it.
Let's shoot it in Utah. In front of people's houses.
It's called Freefall.
Yeah. Freefall?
Yeah, the gay German Brokeback Mountain is called Freefall.
I'm gonna look that up.
It looks really good, but sorry.
So, that's it. Anything you guys have been doing that you guys want to plug?
No.
You guys want a butt plug?
Nothing yet. Mm. No more butt plugging, but keep an eye out for Gaylock Holmes. fuck it. I'm going to start reading it. Why not make a mini-sode of, Gaylock Holmes?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why not?
Besides that gay Sherlock Holmes show, that was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean that they were that's what they were going for. I don't mean to insult. It's like it's not mean insult when they call it stupid.
It's hilarious and cute.
I mean that's what they're going for. Yeah. Stupid.
And it's basically the Norwegian version of the BBC. Right. It's like their government funded television station. And they were like, let's put money into gay Sherlock Holmes.
There's enough money in the budget.
The only thing we have is that Paulina and I finally released Moxie, and but it can only be seen by people who donate. So, people can like literally donate like $1, and we'll send them like the link to the thing. It's unlisted on YouTube. You guys want the link?
Yeah, no, you should put the link on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't. Sure. No.
I mean the link to donate.
To donate. It's going to be in the show notes. As well as that post that I just read. And anything else? No.
I just finished. I should have a rough cut of Commitment Issues in like a week.
Commitment Issues, which is.
My thesis project.
Yes, okay, that's a short film.
Film.
Exactly. So, it's my thesis project. It could be, an art installation. Who knows?
Or an essay.
Enter essay.
Yeah. We'll pull the entire thing in the show notes. Otherwise, it's, we're on the regular things on tdlc.podomatic.com and tumblr.sherlockexperiment.com. Dr. Miller. You know, whatever. It's in the show.
Dr. Miller.
Shut up. The Sherlock Experiment.tumblr.com. There we go.
So,
I'm good at the thing.
Until next time, you never know. You might be back.
I will just like keep paying for this podcast for like 3 years. You know I pay for this every month.
I didn't know you paid for this.
I do. I pay for the bandwidth that we use.
Oh yeah.
People
You've been
don't
pay this whole time?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh wow. Christ.
Yeah, because we need bandwidth. We're hosting a thing. It
I don't know,
takes
I
money.
It was free.
No, it's not.
We need a
Facebook is free.
Well then you should be podcasting other shit then.
No, you have to pay for... I think you have to pay for HTR separately, but I'm not sure. But I think so.
Oh,
well, this podcast is finished. Next week, join us when we...
we talk about some other shit. No.
Some other shit to be determined.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Grab your tears and your washcloths and wipe your faces. I don't know. This is the final one.
This show was brought to you by Hot and Sweet.
Well, sadly, it's not.
That should be it.
That's it. We've been talking for quite... Oh my god, we did 1.5 hours. I thought we were just going to be one. Anyway.
Of course not.
Everybody needs to go to bed.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Of course.
Ew. That's because you've eaten like everything in this house.
Well,
because
I mean, I wanted some pumpkin pie. And I wanted to do, you know,
okay, we can
a little bit of
this. The podcast now.
I think so.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Pumpkin pie.
I can't find the mouse.
Bye.
Oh my god, the Icelander has awoken!
That's the.
She's just happy that we called it quits on the leaving.
The
yes.
girl on the couch.
Yeah, blackout drunk girl on
like
the couch.
Like I'm half baked.
Oh yeah, so close.